Waking up Singapore. Can I get up? The Big Show on Kiss 92. Can I get up?
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to The Big Show. Our guests for this morning coming in at 8 a.m. today. Go tell all your Liverpool friends about it is John Barnes.
Ooh.
Liverpool legend and arguably the best Liverpool player of all time.
Wow, a legend in the studio.
He is the most well-rounded player.
Yeah, he was really quite something in his day.
Wow, okay.
He started out at Watford. Mm-hmm. That was when I first saw him play.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Watford.
And then after that, 10 years he spent at Liverpool.
At Liverpool.
From 1987 to 1997.
Nice.
Johnny Barnes.
We're going to have him in the studio starting at 8 o'clock on The Big Show and The Big Show TV. And we're going to be talking more about the Festival of Football, which sees 5 European teams come down to the National Stadium. That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a really good time. We'll tell you how to get your tickets and everything else. Coming up in a while, a new scam in Singapore that has been reported. It's an interesting one.
Right now, here's Charlie Puth, Light Switch on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Maroon 5 featuring Wiz Khalifa. Payphone right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place.
Alrighty. Not too long ago, we talked about scamming on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right? With Sun Shirling.
That's right. And we talked about Scam Shield.
Yes.
So here's the latest phishing scam. A fake Scam Shield.
No. If you create it, they will fake it.
Can you believe it? So what happens is these guys, you're trying to do transactions and they are telling you you need to stay safe with your transactions. So go to this URL and download the Scam Shield app.
From a URL.
From a URL. Yeah. Whereas everybody else does it from the Google Play Store or the App Store,
yes.
Right? So people are going to this URL and then their phones are just being taken over.
Oh, no. I say we go back to cash. You know, I'm really starting to want to just draw cash and have it in my wallet, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so much safer. Even paying bills and stuff like that. I'm just so scared to just tap and
me
scan
too. Yeah,
these
me too.
Days.
Me too.
I don't do that. Why do you guys do that?
Because of the it's convenient.
It's convenient.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
I mean, you want.
Well, I still pay everything, but I don't need to.
No, a lot of us.
Oh, you use your card and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
It's using your phone, your watch,
right,
and all.
I never use my phone or watch.
Yeah, I've removed all my credit cards from my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you purchase anything, you just got to re-enter stuff?
No, I take out a credit card.
No, like if you're going on Lazada and stuff like that, you still need to put your credit card details
that
in.
That is true. That
right?
is true. Yeah.
So it is saved there, right?
You can delete it from there.
You can delete it,
so you do your transaction, then you delete all your information.
You don't save the information.
Save information.
Yeah, I should unsave all my stuff because it's everywhere.
It's so dangerous. Yeah. So dangerous. But look out for this new scam, the fake Scam Shield. Read the report. It's in the Straits Times this morning. I think everybody needs to get behind this so that we can stop this scam as quickly as possible. It's a dangerous scam, this one.
It is 6:17.
What's hot and what's not?
Trending now.
Glenn's Trending Quickies.
Good morning. Superman and Lois Season 4 is likely to move to HBO Max if the CW cancels it. I hope it moves to HBO Max.
That would be nice.
Doyle Brunson, the godfather of poker and two-time world champion, has passed away. Yeah. He was 89. Big celebration, Portugal, where Bobby, the world's oldest living dog ever, turned 31 last week. I know it's old news, but just in case some of you missed it, 31 years.
31, that's crazy.
Unbelievable. A university professor has broken the record for the longest time living underwater without depressurization. At a Florida Keys lodge for scuba divers. He went underwater on March the 1st and has been there ever since. What do you think of
this? I saw pictures of this.
He what?
Yeah, he's living in a lodge underwater.
He's been there since March the 1st.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Has anybody checked in on him recently?
I'm sure they
have. They do. They actually send divers down to check on the lodge.
He says he loves it there.
Wow.
He doesn't want to come up.
Okay. All right. It's much cleaner, I'm sure.
All right. So Jamie Foxx's daughter says the actor has been out of the hospital for several weeks now and is recovering. But it was touch and go there for a while.
Wow. Ooh. And we still don't know what was wrong, right? Mm.
And finally, Martha Stewart is now in the record books as the oldest ever Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. at age 81.
I saw the pictures. They were nice. Yeah, they were nice pictures.
This lady, she's pretty amazing. All right, it's Wednesday, the 17th of May. Dean Lewis, Be All Right on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 8 a.m. Go tell all your friends about it, especially if they're Liverpool fans. We've got Liverpool legend John Barnes, who will be in the studio. And we'll be talking about the Singapore Festival of Football.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
That starts in...
end of July.
May. Yeah, nice. In 2 months.
So in a couple of months, yeah. So plenty of time to get your tickets
And we're talking about teams like Liverpool, Spurs, Leicester, Bayern, and Roma who will be in town.
Mm-hmm.
Nice stuff.
So
Johnny Barnes will tell us all about it.
Yep. Join us at 8 o'clock on The Big Show and The Big Show TV. Okay, it's time for my Wellness Wednesday.
Yes.
All right, I've got a couple of stories, but I'm going to kick it off with this one about blood types. Now, do we know how many blood types there are out there in the world?
There's A, there's B...
Mm-hmm. O.
There's O. There's AB.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe about six.
Okay, maybe. You can keep counting because there are actually 43 blood types in the world. Because if you think of all the permutations, the possible permutations of all those blood types that you just mentioned, those make up the other blood types that we don't normally hear of. There's AB and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But now scientists have recently discovered a new one dubbed ER. It's the 44th known blood type, and they hope that this particular blood type will be able to treat some rare diseases, particularly those in fetuses and newborns. So that's a good discovery.
Did they say where they found it?
No, I think it made its appearance some time ago, but they didn't have the technology or the science knowledge to actually confirm it until now.
So it's the best type of blood?
No, it's not necessarily the best type of blood. It's a different type of blood that can possibly treat conditions that can't be treated right now.
Yeah, so if you have ER blood type, you go to the ER.
ER, I was about to say,
someone who's in
Okay. Anyway, in other news, Will and Jada Smith's son, Jaden, has created his own restaurant. It's called I Love You. And they serve vegan food out of food trucks. Now, what they do is very, very cool. They encourage customers who have money to pay for their food to pay for the value of their own meal so that the less fortunate can also die.
I like it.
Isn't it cool?
I think it's very cool.
Sorry, but
I won't support this violent family.
I think Jaden's doing some great stuff.
You know when Will Smith slapped
Chris Rock,
Jaden was the first one to go, Dad.
Oh yeah. I think he didn't. He took it out of context, like a lot of people did. Because when I saw him slap, I was like, "Oh, okay." And then when I heard the beginning of the story, I'm like, "He was protecting his wife." I'm like, "Oh, okay." You know, immediately I was like, "Yeah, that's what a man would do, right?" But then it slowly started to sink in about the actions and stuff. So that was probably where Jada was coming from.
Go slap him. Suck him.
Can I finish my Wellness Wednesday? Can I finish my Wellness Wednesday with a happy note, maybe? Yeah, violence here.
Okay.
If you have a pet and you want to do something fun, how about strapping a miniature camera onto its collar for a day?
That would be really cool.
A man did just that, and the POV of what his dog got up to for the entire day makes for a really fun family video. Imagine putting a little tiny miniature camera that won't even weigh anything onto Biscuit's collar or even onto the rabbits, if they have collars, and just see what they get up to for the entire
day. That'd be hilarious.
Wouldn't it? I think we should all do that. If you have a pet, go get a miniature camera, stick it onto its collar and see what it gets up to.
Wake up in the morning. It's the way Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Wake up in the morning feeling like Kiss 92's Big Show.
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to the biggest and best breakfast show in the world. We are the Big Show, Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Coming on the Big Show and the Big Show TV at 8 a.m. today, we welcome to the studio John Barnes, former Liverpool legend, or rather, he is a Liverpool legend, but former Liverpool player. And I've been admiring him from a distance because, I'm not a Liverpool fan. This guy, oh my goodness, I think he's the most well-rounded footballer.
A lot of people have said that
in the history of the English Premier League.
A lot of people have said that about John Barnes.
He is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So we're going to find out what he's been up to of late and also talk about what's coming up in terms of the Festival of Football happening at the end of July here at the National Stadium. So that's happening on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 8 o'clock.
Right now, let's play the hottest game on radio, Liar, Liar.
I can't lie.
We've got an executive set menu for four worth $200 to Nest at One Farrah. It's located on level 20, the top floor of the hotel, and it invites diners to immerse themselves in the exclusivity of their very own private dining room while they dine on exquisite cuisine. Lovely prize. Each of us is going to give you a statement. You've just got to figure out who's lying. I'll start today, okay? Just for the hell of it.
Sure.
Pluviophile. Pluviophile is someone who loves rain.
Pluviophile.
A pluviophile is someone who loves rain.
So a pluviophile would love the current weather then.
Absolutely.
Okay, if you're telling the truth.
I'm not a pluviophile then.
You're not?
You're not.
I love the rain. I'm a pluviophile.
I think there are very few pluviophiles who play golf.
That is true.
There's your first statement. Two more to go. Listen to all three and then figure out who's lying. Good luck.
It's Wednesday, the 17th of May. Ellie Goulding by the end of the night right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. A reminder once again, coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 8 a.m. today, the one, the only Liverpool legend, John Barnes. And he'll be talking about the Festival of Football to be held here in Singapore on the 26th of July, the 30th of July, as well as the 2nd of August. Three trophies up for grabs.
Wow.
First match, Spurs versus Roma. Second match, Liverpool versus Leicester. And the third match will be between Liverpool and Bayern Munich.
My
Three
goodness.
Three trophies up for grabs in the Singapore Festival of Football.
Wow, if you're a football fan, this is going to be absolutely fantastic. 1 week of football.
Yeah, man.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Right now, let's continue to play Liar, Liar.
I can't lie!
So an executive set lunch for four worth $200 to the Nest at One Farrah. We've already told you it's at the top of the Farrah Hotel. You're going to be dining in private dining rooms. Now, there are 13 private venues, from Sky Villas to Skyline Studios. The five villas feature outdoor patios and living areas with modern connectivity. It's perfect for corporate functions, for social events, and you're going to be lucky enough to have a meal there, okay? So, I've already given you my statement. Angel, what's yours?
I've got an animal statement now. The albatross has the longest wingspan of any living bird.
Come and think of it, I can't remember what an albatross looks like.
It's big and white, and it's got the longest wingspan of any living bird.
Okay.
Massive. I know it's white. I know it's big. I know it's white, but I don't know about...
Didn't they have albatrosses in Finding Nemo? I feel like they did, on the pier, if you've ever seen it. The noisy ones.
I didn't watch Finding Nemo.
I think they were albatrosses. Either that or they were seagulls, one of those.
Okie dokie. Two statements out, one more to go. Listen to all three and then figure out who's lying. Good luck.
Ariana Grande, thank you. Next, right here on Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. Thank you so much for having us on this very cool Wednesday morning, the 17th of May. A reminder once again, John Barnes, Liverpool legend, will be in the studio at 8 a.m. today. Right now, we continue to play Liar, Liar.
I can't lie.
An executive set menu for four. It's worth $200. It's happening at Nest at One Farrah. Great cuisine, wonderful private dining rooms. Oh, you're going to have such a treat. I've given you my statement. Angel's given you hers. Glenn, what's yours?
All right. Farsi. F-A-R-S-I. Farsi is the official language of Iraq. Farsi is the official language of Iraq.
There you go. Three statements out there. Question is, who's lying? If you know, give us a buzz. 669-10-920. Good luck.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. We are playing Liar, Liar.
I can't lie.
We've got an executive set menu for four worth $200 to the Nest at One Farrah Hotel. A fantastic prize. Each of us has given you a statement. You had to call through and tell us who's lying. Little Abigail thinks she knows. Good morning, Abigail.
Good morning.
Good morning, Abigail.
Good morning, Abigail. Which school are you headed to, Abigail?
Raffles Girls Primary School.
Oh, how old are you?
Eight.
Oh, my goodness. Primary two. Big girl. Okay. Do you know which one of us is lying, Abigail?
FD.
You think FD is lying? Do you remember what he said?
No.
Okay.
I said a pluviophile is a person who loves rain. And you say I'm lying? I'm actually telling the truth, Abigail. I'm sorry. But.
It's okay, Abigail. I don't blame you because FD has a long nose, so you think it's Pinocchio, right?
He's lying.
He's always lying. Okay. All right, Abigail, I'm going to give you my statement and Glenn will give his again and then you try and figure out who's lying, okay? So my statement is the albatross has the longest wingspan of any living bird.
Okay. And my statement is Farsi is the official language of Iraq.
Who do you think is lying, Abigail?
Glenn.
You are correct!
Yay!
Well done! I am lying. Farsi is the official language of Iran. Not Iraq.
Well done, Abigail. And my statement was absolutely my statement was true. The albatross's wingspan can range between 2.5 to 3.5 meters.
Massive range. Abigail, congratulations. You've won an executive set menu for four worth $200 to the Nest at One Farrah Hotel.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Abigail. You're a very, very clever girl. Thank you very much for listening to Kiss 92.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's top five.
Okay, top five ways you can tell it's going to be a long day.
Oh, no.
We've all had those days,
yes.
You know.
Mondays, they're called.
Yeah, and usually it's when you open your eyes, you go, oh, no.
It's time to work.
Never happened to me.
Okay, the top five ways you can tell it's going to be a long day at number five.
You show up to work and the company has moved.
Oh dear.
At number four.
You thought it was Friday.
Oh no. That's awful.
At number three.
Your voicemail says it has 8 hours worth of messages.
At number two.
While walking in the door, the receptionist starts shooting at you with a water pistol.
Sounds like fun, actually.
And the top way that you can tell it's going to be a long day.
Your boss is holding darts and asks you to paint a target on your chest. It is Wednesday, the 17th of May. Rachel Platten with Fight Song right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Okay, all the topics are loaded into our wheel. It is time to spin the wheel.
What are we going to get?
What are we going to be talking about today?
Let's hope it's a fun topic. Oh, there it goes.
You're on a date with someone new. What's the deal breaker?
Oh, wow.
You're on a date with someone new. What's the deal breaker?
Bad table manners for me. Bad table manners.
Meaning?
Elbows on the table, sloppy eating, fork and knife.
What? Elbows on the table?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's not allowed.
Quite picky, eh?
No, fork and knife not closed at the end of the meal, you know.
Wow.
Using a spoon with your pasta.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm extremely fussy. The way he holds his glass. I'm sorry. I mean, if I have a tall order, you'll just have to meet it.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hence, okay. I never dated very much.
Deal breaker for me. Dating someone new. Nice teeth.
No, deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Not
what breaks the deal?
What breaks the deal for you?
For me.
No, as in Got to have nice teeth. What I mean
oh,
is,
you yeah, got yeah, bad, right, teeth. Right. Bad teeth. Then that's it. That's so it. Bad teeth is the deal breaker. Yeah. Bad teeth is a deal
narcissism.
Breaker.
Narcissism.
Oh, yeah. So constantly selfieing herself. Yeah,
too into yourself. Forget it. I'm not interested.
I think another one for me as well would be constantly checking the phone. Because if you're talking dating, you're talking very fresh, right?
Yeah.
You're constantly like looking at the phone.
Yeah.
You know, because my company clearly is not enough.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that would be a deal breaker for me. Red flag for
Red
sure.
Red flag for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Being rude.
Yeah.
Especially to wait staff.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not an animal lover. That would be a deal breaker to me as well.
I'm not so worried about that.
Really?
No, I'm not so worried.
I think people who don't like animals aren't great people.
What about
in the
not
first
a plant
place.
Lover? Huh?
No, that's fine. That's okay. That's all right. They don't even have to be vegetarian or vegan.
Really?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
That's
no,
true.
No. Okay. I mean, if you eat what you want to eat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Okay. So you think about it. So this is a first date situation, Glenn?
Yes.
New person, new, first date.
You're on a date with someone new. What's the deal breaker?
You can send us a message. You can send us a voice note. You do that on WhatsApp. 8855-0920.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. You know, I reckon there are some people listening to us from the hospital right now after delivering.
Yeah.
A baby, okay, all
and
right.
And perhaps they're thinking about a name.
Yes,
I mean,
possibly.
Some people think about names after. Months in advance.
Yeah. Others don't, actually.
Others don't.
Yeah, they wait to see the baby before they think about
it. Whatever, whatever the case, I mean, I have a list of the most popular baby names for 2023.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay,
so
let's see.
So we'll give some people an idea.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, so the most popular names for boys.
Okay, boys.
All right.
Okay.
Let's start with number 10.
Okay. Right.
Theodore.
Okay.
Number 10.
Teddy. All right.
Benjamin at number 9.
Mm.
Lucas at number 8.
Yeah.
Okay. Henry at number 7. Mm. William at number 6.
Meh.
Elijah at number 5.
Meh.
James at number 4.
Mm-mm.
Oliver at number 3.
Okay.
Noah at number 2.
Mm.
And at number 1, Liam.
Oh, Liam. Okay.
I'll go for Liam.
Liam's nice. Yeah. Okay.
Liam's a nice name.
And now the girls. At number 10, Luna.
I like Luna.
9, Evelyn.
No.
At number 8, Mia.
Yeah.
I like Mia.
At number 7, Ava.
Yeah.
At number 6, Isabella.
Mm-hmm.
At number 5, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
At number 4, Amelia.
Okay.
At number 3, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
At number 2, Emma.
Emma's nice.
And at number 1, Olivia.
Oh, Olivia's nice. So Liam and Olivia, top
of
the list.
Nice names.
Nice names.
I think I tend to agree with more of the girls' names than I did with the boys' names.
Exactly, yeah. I was like Theodore and, you know, William and Henry.
But the girls' names were nice.
They were nice,
the girls' names were
nice. I did not like any of the girls' names.
So there you go. The most popular baby names for 2023. Hope that helps. Coming up on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, John Barnes, Liverpool legend.
Waking up Singapore. Can I get up? The Big Show on Kiss 92. Can I get up?
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to The Big Show. All right, it is time for the question of the day.
Yes, ask a specific question, you WhatsApp in an answer. We've got a great prize to give away.
It's a $100 gift card for the new Muji retail store and cafe and meal Muji at 100 a.m. Now, as you know, Muji is a Japanese lifestyle brand and they emphasize simplicity, quality and sustainability through its products. They've got everything from clothes to household goods as well as food. To find out more, visit muji.com/SG.
Okay. So I wanted to make today's question as easy as I could possibly make it. Okay, so as many of you can enter and have a chance of winning.
Okay.
Okay, where did sushi originate?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Where did sushi originate?
That's just an idiot-proof question,
California.
Isn't it? They have the California roll.
They have California
monkey.
That's right.
Where did sushi originate? You send your answer in via WhatsApp, 8855-0920.
And that's not the end of it. We have another chance for you to win something great. This is courtesy of AirAsia, a pair of tickets to a destination And we're not telling you what that destination is because that's the name of the game. It's called Unscrambled It for a Reason.
But we do want you to download the AirAsia Super app.
That's right. Yes. And if you do so, you can get 20% off all seats, all flights. You can fly to stunning destinations like KL, Penang, Chiang Mai, Jakarta, and so many other destinations. As you know, we've already given out tickets to Chiang Mai, Kota Kinabalu, Jakarta. Yeah. So we've got another destination this week. We've got another destination next week. It's all happening here on The Big Show.
So we've already given you letters for Monday and Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. Here are your letters. There are three letters today. B-I-D.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Okay, you've lost me.
Your letters today, B-I-D. So wait, okay? You've got two more days to go. Get all those letters, unscramble them, and you could be going for a holiday in that particular destination. Good luck.
Don't be caught in a scramble. Unscramble it on KISS 92. Brought to you by AirAsia. Book your next getaway now on the AirAsia Super app and fly to over 130 destinations across Asia and beyond.
It's Wednesday. KISS 92, all the great songs in one place. All right, so we spin the wheel this morning. Mm-hmm. And the topic that the wheel coughed up. You're on a date with someone new. What's the deal breaker?
Was the dealio. Okay, so someone anonymous texted in, and I think this was I know why they kept their name to themselves. They said, when she threw herself on me, that was his deal breaker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A bit too forward.
Maybe too soon. Yeah. Too soon.
Some guys don't like that. Yeah, some guys like that. Some guys don't like
too
that.
Too strong,
I absolutely
right?
Love it.
Yeah, exactly. I would think so.
Yes.
Okay.
Make the first move, please.
Kelly says, being a male chauvinist, cocky, negative, rude, bad attitude, impatient, bad temper, terrible red flags there. I agree with you, Kelly. Ashley says, top five deal breakers for a first date at the dining table. Shaking the legs or fidgeting. Scratching somewhere below the belt.
Oh, no!
Picking your tooth in front of your date. Picking your teeth in front of your date. Biting your nails and picking your nose. Gross.
Oh,
that person should not be out on a date. Another anonymous...
And that's only the first date, you know? Can you imagine?
Once you really get to know them.
Exactly. Once you get into a relationship with them.
Oh, gross.
What else will they be digging?
Ew. Someone else said selfish behavior and self-entitled attitude like a prima donna. And Azman actually texted in and said, a total deal breaker is the fact that she's had or is due for a gender reassignment.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
What's wrong with that?
Whatever floats your boat.
I had to say that. It is the right thing to say.
No, there's
What's wrong with that?
So thank you so much for your texts in. We really appreciate them.
The Flying Dutchman presents Which Came First?
Alrighty, we're talking about people today.
Uh-oh.
Two peoples.
Two peoples?
Two peoples.
So is it who was born first?
No, basically it's who was born first.
Okay,
so which came first, right?
Yeah.
Robert De Niro, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, come on. Can you give us something harder?
Robert De Niro, Jack Nicholson.
I don't know who's older, actually.
Jack Nicholson is older.
You'd say that?
Yeah.
Glenn says Jack Nicholson.
He's so good at this, though. He's like really good
Thank
with
you.
Like entertainment Thank stuff, music, and all that. I want
to
go.
I had to give him a way to level up, right?
I want to. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take Jack Nicholson
because if
he loses, I lose as well, and we both don't get points.
Clever girl.
But if I take the other one and he wins, then he gets the point. I'll
Clever
go with Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson is the answer.
So they
don't
both say Jack Nicholson. It's time for you to tell us which came first, Robert De Niro or Jack Nicholson.
I bet you the answer is Robert De Niro.
669-10 920. Good luck.
The Flying Dutchman presents Which Came First?
And we're talking people today. Two people. You know them both. Robert De Niro and Jack Nicholson.
That's a tough one.
I went with Glenn.
Yeah,
right?
Because if he's wrong, then we both don't get a point.
And I won't
if he's
be wrong.
If he was right, then I don't lose.
I won't be
then
wrong.
Then I, you know,
because
you know what I mean?
I'm a huge Jack Nicholson fan.
So am I.
So there you
Doesn't
go.
Mean I need to know how
of
old he is.
You need to know.
I would imagine if you're a big fan of someone, you would know how old
is he then?
Jack Nicholson should be about 87 this year, 86, 87.
Okay, all right, okay.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Okay, so what's our prize today?
Our prize today is a $100 takeaway voucher from Kebabs Factory. Now, if you want to find out more, you can go online to kebabsfactory.com. They have just launched their lifestyle bowls available at all 8 of their outlets and across all delivery platforms. Protein-packed, low-carb, plant-based options available as well. So head on down to their website.
We've got Tommy on the line. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Tommy.
Morning, morning.
Tommy is an awesome photographer.
I've heard.
Yes, he is.
And he's also, you know, a huge Everton fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Is that true,
right,
Tommy?
Yes.
He is the
president
president of the Everton Supporters Club here in Singapore.
So are you an Evertonian? Yeah. Because according to John Barnes, Evertonians all dislike Liverpool.
No, I think I have a kind of certain level of affection for Liverpoolians.
Okay.
We respect each other as much as I think my Liverpool fans and friends respect us.
Oh,
but there are some that are a bit way off. So
That's true.
As a Liverpool fan, I will agree with you.
Like John Barnes' brother-in-law, he was saying.
Yeah, his brother, I think he said.
Brother-in-law hates Liverpool.
So he's an Evertonian.
So he's a true Evertonian, John Barnes said.
Okay, Tommy,
which came first, hey. Robert De Niro or Jack Nicholson?
Okay, I say they both look really damn old. So, but I think he has a little bit, the hairline is a bit more receding. Although De Niro is like, should be younger.
So you're going with Jack Nicholson?
Yes, Jack Nicholson.
You're absolutely right, Jack Nicholson.
Yay!
Or as he was born, John Joseph Nicholson.
John Joseph Nicholson.
He was born April 22nd, 1937, whereas Robert Anthony De Niro was born August 17th, 1943.
Oh, right. Okay. So he's 80 this year, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well done, Tommy. You've got for yourself that $100 takeaway voucher from Kebabs Factory. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Tommy, and thanks for listening to Kiss 92.
Thank you.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. This has been The Big Show, and we would like to thank the great John Barnes for joining us this morning on The Big Show and The Big Show TV.
Yeah, he says never call him a legend because legends are what William Tell was made of.
Yeah.
Absolutely
don't
nothing.
Exist.
Yeah, so he's
mythical.
A myth.
They're mythical.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a fantasy.
He's just a great Liverpool great.
Yeah, so John iconic. You can head to our Facebook and YouTube channel /Kiss92FM to listen to our conversation, or you can listen to our entire show if you download the audio app spelled AWEDIO.
And what a gentleman, right? John Barnes.
Fantastic. Yeah. He was such a great, such a charismatic individual to speak to.
Why can't all Liverpool fans be like John Barnes? Huh?
Yeah. Or
intelligent,
why
gentlemanly.
Can't all football players be like
They're
John Barnes?
They're all the opposite of that.
I think you overdo it. I think there are a group of Liverpool fans that are decent, but I will agree with you. There are some that really need to learn some lessons.
They have a name for them, hooligans, right? Don't they call them hooligans?
There are some, yeah.
Right? There are hooligans, yeah. There are some. I hear of hooligans all the time in football, and I think Liverpool's name comes up anyway.
This is why I'm not very liked in the Singapore football
Liverpool
fan club, because I
You're
admit,
not a hooligan.
Because I admit when they're wrong, you know?
Yeah,
and
of course.
And I say so they don't like me.
But it's
that.
The passion, you know what I mean?
It is.
Yeah, but
that
violence does not need to be involved.
It's the passion. If you say something about Liverpool that the Liverpool fans don't like, they kill you.
Oh. Wow, that's kind of harsh.
We put it down to passion. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Was that murder? No, it was a crime of passion.
No, it was a crime of passion.
I think it's still called murder. Anyway, we had a question that we asked earlier this hour, and the gift, well, not the gift, the prize for that was a $100 gift card to the new Muji retail store and cafe and meal Muji at 100 a.m.
Yep. And I made it as simple as possible, and that was the throw off.
Oh, so it wasn't
when
simple.
When I said I made it as simple as possible, that was the throw off. I asked you, where did the sushi originate?
Japan.
Japan is the sushi capital of the world.
Japan.
Japan is the country that has introduced sushi to the world.
So you're not saying it's Japan?
Oh my goodness.
But what?
The origins.
People are going to throw up.
The origins. It originates with fermented rice and salted fish.
Okay.
and it's China.
No way!
China.
No.
And just to clarify,
so Japan.
These two spent 7 minutes
Japan
trying to.
I looked it up. Yes, I mean you have Japanese that pops up. Never China. You got the Mekong River, the paddy fields of the Mekong River
in southwest China,
which also actually flows through China,
southwest
Cambodia,
China,
Vietnam,
yes.
But it doesn't say China specifically.
It belongs to Japan. No.
It belongs to Japan.
So
yes.
what we will do is I will turn question of the day over to these two, and I will insist on five references for every answer.
I bet in school you were never in a debate club.
Exactly,
because I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered.
He doesn't like to debate.
Which is why he's very Singaporean, is he?
Why?
I can't be bothered.
People cannot question him.
Cannot question, right? Because anything that he says is right, right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Just accept it.
Oh, okay.
If not, you guys do.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, getting it. Getting,
okay,
wait, sharing what?
But we can't argue. I mean, answer is China.
No,
right?
I know, but sharing his sentiment that it does come from China,
okay.
I'm not saying it's correct because I still think it's Japan, is Priya Lewis. And Priya walks away with that $100 gift card from the new Muji retail store and cafe and meal, Muji at 100 a.m. Well done, Priya.
Well
you
done.
Agree with FD doesn't mean I agree with FD, okay? But it's his game, so he's allowed to pick the
You're
answer.
You're probably the
as
only
well,
one who said China.
Yeah,
by the way,
I think
Priya.
So. I think
Congratulations.
Priya. Congratulations, Priya. You and FD can stay in one room together. That's all.
Oh, wait, sorry. That's... We just found out it's not. So, how many people said China?
Just one, was it?
Oh, two!
Two
All right,
people.
Priya, there you go.
Priya.
Congratulations.
Okay, three of you have company now. Y'all can sit and have Chinese sushi in a room.
Are you guys done?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you know how done you are in my books?
No, wow. Okay.
You salted fish and rice.
Wow.
It sounds like a
you
dish
see,
from like
you weren't even,
or something.
You weren't even.
Okay,
you
want
to sit there and criticize. You weren't even listening.
Salted fish and fermented rice. No. I heard you.
I
listen. I'm a
we
woman.
We ran a
I
poll
listen.
This morning. Would you like to work in Singapore or overseas? I really don't give a damn. 53% said overseas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I can see why.
They want a change of environment.
They want a change of environment. Mm. Because remember that during the pandemic, we said this many times, there were many places that were offering people tax exemptions.
Visas. Yep.
And do you know that those tax exemptions and all, with the lifting of the pandemic, are still in place?
Good.
Because so many
people
are working from home.
Yep.
So they've got options. So 53% would rather work overseas than work in Singapore.
They can go to China and have sushi.
Oh, this one really want to come out from me, you know?
No?
Wallahi.
That's where it comes from, right?
Okay. Thank you very much for listening. This has been The Big Show. Coming up, headline news and sports.